Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. Eric Gotchel here with you as we're talking now PCM girls basketball right now. Got a pair of Mustang players joining us in Kelsey Townsend and Abby Gilson. And first of all, to both you girls, thanks a lot for the time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Kelsey's being quiet. She's a little bit under the weather today, but we're going to get her to work things out anyway. I wanted to go ahead and we're going to start and talk some basketball. I know last night, probably not the way that you wanted things to go in terms of the game with South Hamilton and a loss. But Kelsey, I'll start with you. I mean, when you look at that game, why do you think things went the way they did?
Well, most of us were sick, and we just, like, went going with the game. Like, the refs weren't calling much, and we got to get more physical.
Well, it sounds like you're still a little bit sick. And Abby, I know that it always makes for a big challenge. I guess when you're looking back at where this team's at this point, I mean, you're 4-2. This has been a pretty good start to the season so far.
Yeah, we liked our start, but last night was kind of a setback. We couldn't really string anything together, but we're hoping to get back into the winning streak.
Well, I wanted to go back, actually, to the beginning of the season. You had a lot of new things. First of all, you had a young lineup. You don't have a whole lot of seniors. In fact, I think you have one senior on this team. So a low number of seniors. You got a brand-new head coach in Brett Greer, and maybe that'd be a fun thing to talk about, too, as well. And so, Kelsey, I'll go ahead and bounce back to you. What's it been like working with Coach Greer here in his first season?
Well, he was assistant before, so he's been around, but he's been good, fun. He knows his stuff.
Always useful. Abby, does anything seem different from last year to this year?
I think we brought up the intensity a little bit, and we know we have to work really hard because we have a lack of seniors, and I think Kelsey and I have really stepped up in the leadership role, so.
I would definitely agree with that. And one of the things, I mean, it was right out of the chute. You had a game that on the schedule looked like a pretty tough one. Pella Christian coming up the opening game of the season. You picked up a big win there, a back-and-forth game at the end. At least from my standpoint, I certainly thought it was very exciting. Kelsey, how did you feel about the game?
Oh, it was very exciting. We had a whole bunch of people doubting us this year and just felt good to prove them wrong.
Yeah, you've had some big games already and some big wins to start the season. Abby, was that win in the season opener the biggest one yet?
I think it was definitely our biggest one. You know, there are people at school saying, oh yeah, they're playing Pella Christian tonight. Good luck with that, haha. And after the game, we were just screaming in the locker room. We were so excited, and it was a good way to start out the season.
Again, if you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports Page, talking with a pair of PCM girls basketball players in Kelsey Townsend and Abby Gilson. Girls, I wanted to step away from basketball here for a little bit and just kind of get to know each of you a little bit more. I know you're both very actively involved in sports. When you're not wearing a Mustang uniform here, what are some of the things that you like to do, Kelsey?
Well, I like hanging out with my friends and family. It's pretty important. And, yeah.
Abby?
I also like hanging out with my friends, going out to eat, and I'm involved in the FCA. Both Kelsey and I are. So, yeah, we like to do a lot of different things. We stay active.
You mentioned spending time with your friends. I can relate to growing up in a small town, and people say, well, geez, what is there to do? What do you do with your friends in a small town, Abby?
Well, last weekend we scooped the Loop. That was a couple weekends ago. Fellow Prairie City people know what that is. And we always find something to do. So,
Kelsey, for you?
Just hang out at home, play games, movies, go out to eat every once in a while. Yeah.
All right, well, with that front then, with entertainment, movies, television, what are your favorite things to watch when you're just hanging out?
Despicable Me. Best movie ever.
Abby?
I also like Despicable Me. I like The Big Bang Theory and How I Met Your Mother. If we can ever get home on a weeknight.
Well, I think it's out on Netflix now. I've got a lot of friends that are pretty excited about that, so you might be able to build that up into your queue.
Yeah, I got to talk to my parents and get some Netflix. We'll see about that.
One of the other things that really plays a big part in basketball, and I'm sure in your lives, is music. I was going to ask you about the music you like to listen to, either on your own time or what gets you excited before a game. So, Kelsey, I'll start with you first.
Well, I listen to about everything. We listen to, like, good pump-up music. I don't really know how to explain it, but, yeah. We do the interlude before every game, too.
Yep.
Gets us warmed up.
How about your favorite song right now?
We Found Love by Rihanna. Love that song.
Abby, for you, what music is blowing up your iPod right now?
I think it's kind of weird. Before games, I like listening to Christian music, but
in the locker room, we like to get it pumped up. Like Kelsey said, listen to the interlude and, you know, go crazy a little bit before the game. So,
well, when you girls look at this basketball season, what are the things that, that lie ahead that you're excited about that, that you foresee in front of this Mustang girls squad?
I like playing both teams because, I mean, play each team twice because, yeah, it just, you can get revenge. Like with South Hamilton, I'm going to get them. And I don't know. I think we're just going to progress more and more as the season goes on.
I think that our games, we're still building, you know. Our first win, that was so exciting. I think we're still looking for a few more wins that can, you know, keep us going and keep us excited.
Well, you girls have a shot at another Class 2A state qualifying team from last year in Roland Story. That's coming up on Friday, which should be another tough matchup. When you're looking at that, what are you hearing from your coaching staff, and what do you think you'll need to do to be successful?
We haven't been really focused on them yet. We'll probably get to it in practice. And they're going to be tough. We know they lost their post or whatever. And so hopefully we'll just run and do whatever we got to do.
Yeah, we don't really look at teams too far ahead of time. But I think tonight and tomorrow night we'll be, you know, looking at them a little bit and just working hard in practice.
All right. Well, hey, girls, again, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. It's been a fun start to the season so far, and I know there's a lot more wins in front of you, so we'll talk to you guys again later.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Once again, Kelsey Townsend and Abby Gilson, a pair of PCM girls basketball players. Stay tuned. We've got more of the Marion County PM Sports page next on KNIA KRLS.